the Wallabies pulled off something special, winning at Ellis Park for the first time in more than 60 years. But the big question remains, are they really back, or is this just another false dawn? In this episode, I explore what this victory could mean for Australian rugby, the ingredients that are still missing, like genuine community connection, and whether part-time fans will embrace them again. And I'll share a funny story from my days at Fox Sports that might have contributed to the Bledisloe curse that's been stretching on for 23 years and counting. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport as I see it is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. So the Wallabies win at altitude, Ellis Park, South Africa, for the first time since the 1960s, over 60 years. And it got me thinking, for us part-time Wallabies fans, the fair weather fans, maybe the bandwagon jumpers, which is a fair chunk of Australia, I reckon, because rugby union, let's be honest, isn't as popular as most of the other football codes. Is it enough to get us back on board? Is it enough to get us to rekindle that relationship? Because growing up, the Wallabies was always something that most people could engage in. They played attractive rugby. Then we had those glory years where we seemed to win everything. We'd rescue victory from the jaws of defeat, winning a few on the buzzer. And yeah, it was just good time to be a rugby fan. So people were on board. Even a lot of league fans were watching a lot of rugby. I can remember back then regularly going to the pub to watch the Brumbies play. Would it have been better if the Waratahs were the winning team and having success? Of course. But given there was no traditional rivalry against ACT, then we could jump on board, and it had a lot of the Wallabies players playing for that team. So, yeah, we were watching it. And then fast forward to 2011, and the Reds are playing just the most fantastic rugby to watch. It was attacking, it was entertaining, and I can remember prioritising that nearly every Saturday night when they were on over league, which I'd never done. They were just so good to watch. But apart from those moments in the last 20 years, I haven't watched a heap of rugby. I've been dragged to a couple of games by rugby mates, free tickets, all sorts of incentives, and then regretting it, watching them get absolutely pumped. I'm going to share a little story. Maybe I've got something to do with the curse. Back in those early 2000s, or late 90s, early 2000s, I was working in the part of programming at Fox Sports that we would have to set up the schedules for the live broadcasts. And I was dealing a lot with the guys over at Sky New Zealand. Fantastic guys. We were always very helpful to each other, but there was always a lot of friendly banter as well. And I remember one morning after the Tall Blacks had beaten the Boomers in the basketball, they sent a little message, having a little bit of a dig, and which was all in good fun. But then I sent back a picture of the Bledisloe Cup and just said, "Oh, just in case you'd forgotten what it looks like, boys." And I don't think we've won since. So 2002 was the last time we won the Bledisloe. That's 23 years. That's just crazy. And, you know, there's been, for actual Wallabies fans, I'm sure there's been plenty of times where they thought they were, maybe there was a year they were going to break the drought, and they've come close a few times, a couple of last gasp losses over there in New Zealand. Yeah, heartbreaking. But as a full-blown rugby fan, like many of us are, particularly league fans and AFL fans, football fans, it's easy just to jump off the bandwagon and not let it consume you too much. But again, I just wonder, whether this victory on, well, when I'm recording this, it was on the previous weekend. We play them again tonight in South Africa. This whole thing may be completely redundant by the time that game's over if we've been completely demoralised in the second game. But like, it doesn't seem to be the case. It seems to be that they're on the rise. Yeah, is it enough to get us back interested? Will it be enough for this team to start winning again? Have they turned the corner, or is it just another false dawn and it can go back to being a poor second or third cousin in the Australian sporting landscape? I hope they do well. I hope they have a comeback. Yeah, but like, they're a national team. Of course, we want our national teams to be successful. But it is really an interesting exercise in just looking at again, I mentioned the previous episode about Bernie Tomic. It's the fickleness of sports fans in Australia. You've only got to look at crowds at different games. I've been a member at the Eels I think it's 15 years or something, and in the winning seasons, there's big crowds. But in the seasons where they're not going so well, then usually one of less than 10,000 people there, because not everyone wants to see their team getting beaten. And there have been times like tonight. I've got to go to a game tonight. I'm not expecting a great result, but I love the experience. I love watching the young fellas come through, and I guess that's like what separates the hardcore fan from the passing interest. But again, we typically love a winner here in Australia, and we'll get on board anything if we're seeing success. On the flip side, this year at Para, it hasn't been a successful year on the pitch. It's been an improvement, maybe. But the crowds have still been decent. And I think that's because what we're seeing is an improvement. We're seeing more resilience, more desire. You can see the upside. And as a fan, I don't know about you, but what I want more than anything is to see that my side's having a crack, that they are making improvements. The other thing that the club's done really well is they've built a connection with the community, and something they haven't done fantastically, but it's been a real focus. New coach coming in, he's done a fantastic job of making sure that's the case. More events for members, even more events for fans that don't have membership. And so it's sometimes it's more than just winning. And I've also heard stories from people who work in the private school system here in Sydney about when they will go to requests from teams to get players out to get support. Traditionally, in the last 20 years, it may have changed in the last few, but rugby haven't been that forthcoming with providing players. And the contrast was always made with, if they asked the AFL would have players there in a flash. So apart from maybe grassroots level, and again, I'm not a rugby fan, so I don't know, maybe there is a real disconnect, and it's more than just about winning. And again, I always bring it back to you personally. It's like, what can you learn from this? From your life, from success. It's not just always about this end result. It's not just about the win. It's about a whole lot of other elements. Have you got those areas in your life sorted that are beyond just your own success? Are you building those community connections? Are you feeling like you're making a contribution? Are you playing life in a way that's attractive? Or is it, when you look in the mirror, do you look at how you're going through life and you think, well, maybe this isn't that attractive to the world, and maybe it's not how I want to live either. Maybe I could do things better. Again, super interested to see how this plays out. I'd love to see more success for the Wallabies. Yes, it would be easy for me just to jump off and back to the sports that I have a closer relationship. But yeah, I just think it'd be cool to see that resurgence. And if you look at my mate Sean Maloney, I used to work with the Fox Sports, who called the game for Channel 9 and for Stan, and the emotion and just how special it was for him to be part of it. There's a great bit of footage, if you can get a hold of it, where he's where it's in the commentary box, the watching the Wallaby score, and just his physical reaction and emotional reaction as they score. And you can hear it in his voice. And I did message him this week just to tell him that, like, I could feel that emotion coming down the line. I'm getting goosebumps again talking about it. Watching those highlights of them winning that game from the position they were in a place they haven't won in 60 years. Like, you could feel that release of emotion coming through the screen because of his call, which is such a special ability. It reminds me now, as I think about it, is the Socceroos qualifying for the World Cup in 2005 after so many disappointments. Now, I'm certainly not equating the two, but it's, for rugby fans, it would be that sort of monumental of achievement to go and do something like that. It hasn't been done for 60 years. Pretty special. So it'll be interesting to see how this all unfolds. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.